Test, aló. Uretse wewe ukora teste, uretse gatoya, turangize hano. Test, aló.
Our guests. Please be with you. so auch Trainings natürlich tut das ja wo hat gelernt in der Technical within the premises of the Technical School and had been gathered here to be killed. The person, Venusto Karasira, is one of the very, very few survivors of these the killings here.
Your Excellency, President of the Republic of Rwanda, Madam. Your Excellency, the President of the Republic, First Lady. Distinguished people attending this commemoration. I'm called Karasira Venuste. I was born in Miboy, just down here in the village called Rezamenyo. That's where I'm living today, and that's where I was living. On the 7th of April 1994, we commemorate as Rwanda and we commemorate the genocide against the Tutsi. The horrible events that we have taken refuge in the technological experience. We were eventually brought here, down here, place called Nyanza, and evil people killed many of us in unspeakable conditions. I and my family heard about the plane and the death of Habyarimana on this morning, and I heard it on a foreign radio. But that very night, we had heard a lot of shooting, unusual shooting, and I had got the impression that it was the kind of pretense that had taken place in October 1990. When a lot of shooting took place overnight, all night, claiming that the RDA fighters had reached Kigali. When I heard about the plane, I said, "We are done for, we are finished." I was telling my wife, but I didn't want to tell my children because they were too young, although they were already scared. I went to talk to some of my neighbors, with whom I had good relationships. Some were called Bizou, Gilbert, Guido, Wivin. Vincent, Kalisa, and others. I went to consult with them and realized that they had already been informed. So we tried to hatch a plan. It was no longer possible to go to the place called CND, that's the parliament where we used to take refuge in the past. Then we said we should go to the technical school in Kichukiro, UNAMIR was camped. There was a Belgian contingent there. So I went back home, told my family that we should join our neighbors and leave our home. Things were already difficult, but Radio Rwanda was telling us to stay in our homes and just keep quiet. But the other radio, RTLM, was saying that the cockroaches have finished Hutus and that work, they call it work. Work meant killing. They said that work had started across the hill from my place in Nyakabanda, Kabeza, and Mera. Things are not calm there. Yeah? So we decided to go to the technical school, which is about 300 meters from my home. I went with my family and other people who were rushing towards the school. When we reached the school, there was already a big number of people there. We found it hard to find any place, so we were told to go to the football field because the various classrooms, dormitories had been filled. Obviously, there were many people we knew. We asked them, how did you manage to come here? How was the situation like in your place? At the same time, many people were coming. Others had been wounded. We told that so and so has been killed. We continued discussing, but eventually we decided to organize ourselves because people coming in, more people coming, so we said we should set up a committee. I personally was elected to that committee, which was chaired by a person who was killed called Kanyabugoyi Fidel, and he's buried here. We discussed, but one of the missions we entrusted to the committee was to go and ask UNAMIR whether they could contact the United States Commissioner for Refugees or the Red Cross or even foreign journalists, as well as any other organization that could come rescue us and assist us and publicize our presence there. We even asked the UNAMIR people, can't you contact the RPF soldiers, because we've heard that they've already captured the Mera. We know that they are heroic, they are courageous, they could come and rescue us. Sadly, those soldiers, I don't know what sort of soldiers they were. They did nothing for us. It was in May, the rainy season, by the way, and we were trying to organize ourselves to see where we would use quite a bit as a toilet, to see whether some people had some training in medicine or nursing, but we are surrounded by former army. They are shooting at us.
You are listening to Free 103.9. This is Ecotone Radio.
And within those 3 or 4 days that we spent there, looks at the Leonidas, whom we knew, he was living in a neighborhood, the boy. Then a burgomaster was called Gasemagera Evariste, head of the Kinchukiro government. We also knew him. And they were telling me that they not go away from the country. What is happening? You seem like you are preparing to go away, to leave us behind. Is it okay? They said, but we told you that your gendarme will come look after you. We were shocked again. It was rain season, as I told you. 2, 3, 4 days, some people were, many of us were hungry. And, things went on in that vague situation. Then in the afternoon, we saw them climbing on their trucks. And we said, we are done for, we are finished. We told the young men among us, can you go and lay in front of those trucks and see so that they don't leave us here? And they shot in the air. The young men ran away, shell shocked. They left. They went away. Confused.
for my F. Upande wangu uhimidiwe Yawe,
neema yako, neema
yako
asubuhi,
baba, baba, sanifariji moyo niamkapo,
wanipa tumaini la maisha,
baba yangu, o duniani natembea nawe, baba yangu, hujaniacha mimi.
Oh Baba, neema yako, fadhili zako,
neema
asubuhi,
neema yako
tena,
sehemu ya tena kila siku ni yangu.
Wanipa tumaini la maisha,
baba yangu, o duniani natembea nawe, baba yangu, hujaniacha mimi.
Oh Baba, neema yako, fadhili zako,
neema
asubuhi,
neema yako
tena,
sehemu ya tena kila siku ni yangu.
Kulala kuamka ni kwa neema yake Mungu,
ndugu yangu, ulimupa Mungu nini wewe kusudi uwe jinsi ulivyo.
Usijivune bure, ni neema yake Baba.
Neema yako,
no, no, no.
Neema yako Baba yangu
asubuhi,
Yesu wa
tena
sani mbiyari, ni mbiyo Baba,
ni amka
u
yes. Nani kama wewe Bwana, sina mwingine kukuliko wewe, mfalme wa dunia.
Yo baluka Kasi ebaka Nela kato pesa na kina yo Boni lelo yo yeko baby sayambo Nikambote Bolingo pesi la kamama na tikali Na souvenir ya bomwana
Aemi
sango na musika nyo baluka Tasi ebaka Elakato pesa na kina yo Boni lelo yo yeko baby sayango Ikambote Boni gompe sila kamama na tikali Na souvenirs ya bomwana Bile kombiza linde koleka Na luka sheri na monaga yeteo Songe langa atako na ndokto Pola eba bolingo soki esila mama Nga ikona kabomo paye Na vanda ndenge nini soki ote mili Bile kombiza linde koleka Na luka sheri na monaga yeteo Songe langa atako na ndokto Pola eba bolingo soki esila mama Naikola kabomo paye Na vanda ndenge nini soki ote mili
A little music from the Congo right now, Emel Nagabon. Earlier we had Kenny Larkin, LV, myself, Code 9, and a few recordings that I made last week, or week before last rather, at the 15th anniversary commemoration of the Rwanda genocide. We heard a little bit of speech from the Ministry of the Interior. Next week I'll play a translated version of Paul Kagame's speech in full. We also heard some cassettes that I don't have the name of. And next we're going to hear Fashion de Yesu. Also from Congo. That will be on the set for the next couple of weeks. If you guys enjoy, check out the blog www.ecotoneradio.blogspot.com. Fashion ni Yesu by Minushi. This is volume 1. Cassette.
Thank you. Mama, nyas Don't ever say